the Alta Vista Hotel. This is Murphy Gibbons. Old legends held that Three Mile Point was a lookout place for Lafitte's pirates. On this spot, Elihu Ropes built a three-story luxury hotel patterned after one in Santa Monica, California. He called it Alta Vista. It was on the site where the Donegan home was later built. Ropes came to Corpus Christi in 1888 with big plans. With borrowed money behind him, he dredged a channel across Mustang Island and planned to build a railroad from Corpus Christi to Brownsville. He began a development south of town along today's Ocean Drive called the Cliffs. Ropes held a grand opening of the Alta Vista on August 14, 1891, even though the hotel was unfinished. Then the crash, or what they called a money panic at the time, hit the country and Ropes went broke during an economic depression of 1893. He could not pay the taxes on his holdings around Corpus Christi. A Boston paper described him as a confidence man and a swindler. In Corpus Christi, land values plummeted and people who had invested in Ropes' enterprises lost personal fortunes. Ropes left Corpus Christi and never returned. He died of a stroke on Staten Island in 1897. The Alta Vista story didn't end with Ropes. In 1904, J.J. Copley bought the hotel and added a bathhouse and pier in the bay. Copley soon went broke and closed the hotel. David and Clarence Torrey, who owned the Torreon Hotel in San Antonio, leased the Alta Vista and kept it open for a short time in 1906. In 1911, the hotel was leased by the Peacock Naval Academy of San Antonio. The pier built by Copley was used to dock Navy cutters that were on loan to the school. Then the old hotel stood vacant and moldering. On June the 9th, 1927, the old derelict burned in a spectacular fire. Hundreds of people drove out to Three Mile Point to watch the last remaining symbol of the great Ropes boom go up in flames. This is Murphy Gibbons.